From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
It's Tuesday, January 21st, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Today, a roundup of Google, IBM, Microsoft, and the EU talking AI and regulation. And GDPR data is out. How much were the fines? This is the Business of Tech. Google's CEO Sundar Pichai gave a policy speech in Brussels yesterday, calling for sensible regulation with a proportionate response to artificial intelligence. The EU will be releasing a collection of new regulatory proposals for tech, including a white paper on AI. Multiple execs were in Brussels yesterday before heading to Davos, Switzerland, for the annual World Economic Forum, which began today. Pichai also authored an op-ed in the Financial Times. IBM has also issued statements including rules aimed at eliminating bias in artificial intelligence to ease concerns that the technology relies on data that bakes in past discriminatory practices and could harm women, minorities, the disabled, older Americans, and others. They also announced a new IBM Policy Lab aimed at offering policymakers recommendations for emerging problems in technology. The framework focuses on accountability, transparency, fairness, and security across AI systems. Microsoft, on the other hand, cautions against the European Commission's call for a temporary ban on AI facial recognition technologies. Microsoft President Brad Smith argued against such a move, saying, "There is only one way at the end of the day to make technology better, and that is to use it. So why do we care?" European and American coordination on AI regulation would be advantageous to both sides to counter China on technology as a unified front. At the same time, the American companies are also moving here to make sure Europe doesn't go farther than they would want. Don't forget, the White House has already announced that they want federal agencies to, quote, avoid overreach, end quote, and have outlined an approach. The DoD has also issued guidelines for AI. As you might guess, I don't buy Microsoft's argument to just use the technology and it will all work itself out. Now let's get into his perspective for services companies. Knowing these frameworks and guidelines will help navigate the coming regulation. If you're an implementer, you'll want to know what's allowed and what isn't, and I wouldn't just blindly trust a vendor to supply something that's in compliance. From yesterday's Clearview AI story, some software vendors are knowingly violating terms of services of providers, so why wouldn't some be comfortable going further? The frameworks are quite useful to use with customers, giving a set of recommendations and principles you can discover where their ethical lines are. I've spoken a lot about the opportunity to differentiate by being for something, as well as helping customers move beyond basic data protection into using data responsibly. The pieces are all here for anyone to assemble that offering. The law firm DLA Piper has released information about the impact of GDPR. So far, 114 million euros in fines have been issued. The largest was 50 million to Google, although this study did not include the proposed 183 million pound fine on IAG, which owns British Airways. 160,000 data breaches were reported. So why do we care? We're now starting to see the impact of the law, and I think it's no accident that in our previous story we see such involvement from the big players. The EU isn't messing around and is leading the way with regulation. Europe is well ahead of the US in privacy regulation, and certainly the fines are real. Also anticipated and playing out is that the bulk of fines seem to go to big companies. I don't think that's an accident. Today's episode is brought to you by MSP Radio, my new company behind the podcast. If you like this podcast and are finding value in the content, here are three things you can do to help me out in my new venture. First, sign up for the newly launched newsletter at mspradio.com. Each week, you'll get summaries of stories, videos going deeper into some of the news, and updates on upcoming appearances and streaming events. Second, share the podcast and the newsletter with one or two colleagues. You know somebody who could use a quick 5-minute insight into the technology services and what the news means to them, so send them information about the show. Finally, to get involved with that conversation, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I'm going to be live streaming tomorrow, Wednesday, and you can catch the video afterwards. Looking forward to some interactions and would love to hear your questions. Additionally, I'll be doing a webinar on February 5th. You can get all of the details at mspradio.com. Talk to you all tomorrow.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.